It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome, everybody, and to the town of Amherst, first and foremost. Thank you to the VFW Post for hosting us today, and certainly thank you to Senator Gillibrand and Congressman Kennedy for being here. As the senator is going to talk about later, veterans mean a lot. They mean a lot to our community. They're the heart and soul of our communities. And making sure that veterans have the best possible access to health care and medical care should be on all of our minds and at the forefront of a lot of our endeavors. It's important, it's vital, they're important people, they've committed themselves to our country, and I'd like to please welcome Senator Gillibrand to talk a little bit about this important issue.
Thank you so much. I wanna express my appreciation for your leadership here. I want to thank the commander for welcoming us to your lovely place. Thank you so much. Thank you to Congressman Kennedy for being here, what he's already done on the issue. Supervisor Brian Culpa for his opening remarks and his unbelievable service. Our council member Jackie Berger is with us as well. Our veteran advocate Patrick Welch and our assembly member Karen McMahon. All the elected leaders here to be at Post 416 for hosting. And for the women and men who run the Post, thank you for all you do for this community. It really makes a difference that you're here giving so much. I wish I was here under different circumstances. The OIG report exposed bureaucratic failures here at the Buffalo VA, and it's absolutely horrifying. One patient suffered ongoing seizures while waiting 10 months for a neurosurgery consultation. Another patient at risk of stroke waited 9 months for a medical imaging scan. In one of the most egregious cases of failure, a veteran with terminal cancer died while waiting more than 2 months for treatment, suffering debilitating, uncontrolled pain as a result. This is simply unconscionable and outrageous. My heart goes out to the patients and their families because of all the suffering that they needlessly had to undergo. New York State is home to 747,000 veterans, the fifth largest population of veterans in the United States. New Yorkers know more than most that our commitment is to provide and care for our veterans and never to abandon them. The VA must make sure there is accountability for these failures and to act swiftly to implement the OIG's recommendations. I know that this administration is taking this issue very seriously and has already committed to a number of actions and reforms. These include reviewing the actions of Buffalo VA leadership, developing, overseeing, and enforcing community care consult practices, and standardizing operating procedures, and apologizing and informing the deceased patient's family of the adverse events related to their clinical care. I just spoke with Undersecretary Sharif El-Ahal, who was here last week with the congressman. He will be sending a team to oversee this process and committed to me personally that he will continue to do the oversight and accountability until it is fully rectified. I pledge to you that I will be holding the VA's feet to the fire. I will be a watchdog and will make sure that every one of these reforms is fully implemented to the satisfaction of our veteran community. I'm glad that the Buffalo VA's medical director and chief of staff have been transferred out of leadership. But there's still much more that needs to be done to fully redress these atrocious wrongs. In August, before the OIG report was published, Senator Schumer and I sent a letter urging the VA to take all necessary steps to guarantee timely access to the quality care that our veterans have earned. Now, I'm sending another bipartisan letter to, with Senator Schumer, with Senator Tester, and with Senator Moran, as well as Representatives Kennedy and Langworthy, urging the Government Accountability Office to conduct a review of Veterans Integrated Services Network's community care consult practices. No veteran, whether they are here in Buffalo, in New York City, anywhere in the state, or anywhere else in this country, should never be denied the care that they need or suffer such enormous delays in getting that care. The egregious failure by the VA here in Buffalo must never happen again. I will be watching like a hawk to make sure that it never does. Our nation's veterans have risked their lives to keep us safe. They have faced some of the most strenuous, difficult, and dangerous conditions that a human being can endure. All they've asked for is, in return, is that when they come home, it is our moral duty to care for them. With that, let me just take a moment to applaud Deputy Supervisor Sean Lavin. As a member of the Air National Guard, he is currently deployed in North Carolina, working on the cleanup and after effects of Hurricane Helene. He, all of our service members, and all those affected by the storm are in my prayers. I would now like to bring up our Congressman, Congressman Tim Kennedy.
Thank you, Senator. First of all, I want to thank Senator Gillibrand for her leadership, not only on this issue, but so much else happening in our community and in our nation. I want to recognize Supervisor Brian Culpa, Councilwoman Berger, Assemblywoman McMahon, as well as also want to lend my appreciation and support for a great hero, Deputy Supervisor Sean Lavin, who is down with the cleanup from Hurricane Helene. I also want to recognize Commander Dave Harrington, as well as my friend Patrick Welsh, who has been working for decades since he returned home from Vietnam, making sure that our veterans have a voice in our community, in our state, and in our nation, working very closely with the Vietnam Veterans of America, and he himself, a Purple Heart honoree. Thank you, Patrick, for your work. And I also want to recognize Amherst Veterans Committee representatives, Rick and Janice Herman, for their leadership. Want to just take a moment to, again, thank Senator Gillibrand for her leadership in spearheading this letter, calling on the government to further investigate, get information, and analyze what transpired at our own Buffalo VA Medical Center. Our veterans deserve better, and those that waited for treatment and waited to be scheduled for that treatment deserve better. They deserve the promise of America being kept, and it wasn't. We had leadership at the VA that put their head in the sand and disregarded pleas from medical personnel, from families, and from patients, and they did a disservice to our veterans. And thankfully, the Veterans Affairs Administration, led by the Secretary and the Undersecretary, removed them from their position here in Buffalo, and we've begun to pick up the pieces. And only because of the leadership of those that stand with us today and those that are working so hard at the Buffalo VA are we going to not only get to the bottom of it, but right the ship. I want to thank Undersecretary Elnahal for his commitment to looking into this further, coming to Buffalo, working with us, working with the veterans, working with the community leaders like Patrick, and moving forward in order to give our veterans what they rightfully deserve. A system that works, an administration that is functional, and ultimately healthcare services that they need in the moment. While a full accounting and impact to the extent that these harmed patients is ongoing, I joined Senator Gillibrand and our colleagues in asking for the Government Accountability Office to move forward with further investigation. We're also calling on the HVAC Committee, House Veterans Affairs Committee that I serve on, to do a complete investigation and accounting of what transpired at Buffalo VA. So these type of situations don't transpire not only here in Buffalo, but anywhere else in the nation. And we're gonna continue toward that effort. So we're looking forward to moving the ball forward. As a occupational therapist myself, somebody that comes from healthcare, I recognize that the needs of an individual, if they're not dealt with in the moment, that patient's health suffers. And that's what happened here in our community. And it's unconscionable, and it can never happen again. So we're committed to working with our colleagues, again, on both sides of the aisle to do what's right by our veterans. Nobody's asking what your political affiliation is. If you've served the people of America by donning the military uniform, you deserve the health care that's been promised to you by our nation. And we're gonna work full time until the veterans are confident that they're gonna get it. And the community and the hospitals here in Buffalo and across New York and across our country have the resources from a staff level and from an infrastructure level that they deserve. That's also why we've called for the movement forward of a new VA hospital as quickly as possible. I'm confident that with the leadership of this administration and the commitment from Undersecretary Elnahal and the Secretary of the VA that we can put the pieces together and prioritize a VA hospital to get the investment it needs so our veterans get the services and health care that they have earned and that they deserve. So again, I want to thank Senator Gillibrand for your continued leadership on this effort and on every effort as it pertains to veterans, not only here in New York State, but all across the country. Thank you.
Should we have any on-topic questions?
The leadership, they removed from their veteran-facing positions. Are they still employed by the VA?
I think they were removed. They're transferred.
They've been transferred until a full accountability has been accomplished. Our insistence is that they never set foot back in the Buffalo VA Medical Center. And hopefully, once all of this investigation comes to a conclusion, if in fact there has been the egregious mistreatment that we believe has transpired, that they're fully removed. And we've made that clear. That's our expectation.
And I spoke to the undersecretary about it today, and he said that they're on administrative leave pending the investigation, but that they had to recognize the due process of the investigation.
When you discuss a system-wide review, who is conducting that review? And it's my understanding that the thought was that this wasn't necessarily an institutional problem, but a problem with leadership at Buffalo VA. Mm-hmm. Are there institutional things you're looking at?
Yes.
The other
hospitals in the system? Yes. Sherry Moran works in the VA along with Senator Tester, and they're going to be doing a much broader base review. I think they've seen absences of care in other places as well. I don't think it is just the Buffalo VA. I think some of the examples of what happened at the Buffalo VA are deeply egregious, but I think there's problems elsewhere as well.
Is that an issue with oversight for administration in these hospitals?
I think it's an oversight, accountability issues, and also implementing a program more effectively so that they can use community-based care. That program itself wasn't being implemented well.
And as far as in the Buffalo Hospital, how will this go farther than what the Inspector General's report?
Well, the Inspector General's report brought about some of the most egregious cases. But both what Congressman Kennedy is talking about and what the VA is talking about is a top-to-bottom review to see where are the other mistakes, where are the other problems, where are the other wait times that are too long, where is the other absence of critical care at the right time. I think they want to now do a fully top-to-bottom review because I don't think they have confidence that they're not making mistakes elsewhere, too.
And can you just talk about that community council care program and what it is?
So it's a program that's in place. If you can't see a specialist within an hour of where you live, you can use the community. If you can't see a doctor within 30 minutes of where you live, then you can see someone in the community. So it's supposed to be access for people who don't have it, especially in rural places. Like if you have to drive 2 hours to meet somebody who knows what they're doing, or an hour and a half to see a therapist for mental health issues, that's outrageous. People don't have that kind of time. And so it's just saying if the VA doesn't have it, you can use the community healthcare system and they will be reimbursed. It's supposed to be a way to provide more complete care in a more accessible way.
Are there issues with getting these community health partners, like Arazzo Park, to cooperate with this program? Like,
I don't know. Well,
yeah,
I can answer that.
Look, we were very pleased this past week to have Undersecretary Elnahal here. And when we met with Undersecretary Elnahal, what we did is a staff conversation, a community service provider conversation, and a conversation with the veterans in our community that are helping to move the vision for the VA hospital in Buffalo forward. And what we did is communicated to him the issues that are happening on the ground in the hospital, to which he committed to working with us to rectify, making sure that they have the proper staff levels, making sure they have the proper resources, making sure moving forward we have a vision for a better infrastructure to provide for our veterans in a way where we have a state-of-the-art facility that works for them. All of these are issues that have to be addressed. That takes funding, that takes vision, that takes leadership, and we believe that with both the accountability that's being requested in this bipartisan effort being led by Senator Gillibrand and the commitment that we have from the Biden-Harris administration and the Secretary and Undersecretary for Veterans Affairs, that we'll get to the goal of providing better care, the best possible care for our veterans here in Buffalo and Western New York. And our goal ultimately is to have our community serve as a model for the rest of the nation. This is a moment in time where we have seen what happens with the lack of leadership at the top. That leadership has been removed. Now, how do we right the ship and give our veterans the best possible care and use this as a model?
Are the House and Senate reviews, they're happening parallel to each other?
In the Senate, they'll have a hearing, and they'll have an oversight hearing, and they'll probably ask for testimony from different places around the country to probably issue a report. And I assume the House is going to do similar.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're working in concert, but certainly in parallel paths to make sure that all this information is shared. And we're working with the administration to get to the bottom of the issues that transpired here at the Buffalo VA and elsewhere in the country and to rectify these issues.
I mean, one of the challenges, not just for veterans, but there's been healthcare shortages across the state, across the country. COVID really broke our healthcare system in a significant way. A lot of people who have been nurses for 20, 30 years just didn't want to do it anymore. A lot of our doctors just didn't want to do it anymore. And so that lack of professionals and lack of support staff is a chronic problem everywhere. But there were things that I think were far worse than that here at the Buffalo VA, which is why we have to get to the bottom of it. But there are structural challenges to our healthcare system post-COVID that we have to fix as well. I don't know a hospital in New York that doesn't have open positions right now. I mean, positions as simple as receptionists to EMTs, to nurses, to doctors, to specialists. It's the whole gamut. So we have to rebuild our healthcare system, which is something that I'm working on in the Senate and Congressman's working on in the House as well. Longer term solutions.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.